Alexa pulled into her rock driveway, slamming on the brakes, causing the electric-powered car to slide. Her lioness needed out. She needed out. Days like today were thankfully few. It had been so long since she'd felt anything inside that she thought she was over it. The meds her doctor prescribed were really strong. Had to be to affect a shifter. The goal was for her to heal in time and get off the prescription drugs. She was medicine-free, but 10 years had gone by and she still had the occasional throwback. Unlocking the back kitchen door, Alexa stepped inside and heard the clicking of claws on the wood floors. Around the corner, two full-grown wolves slid and bumped into each other in their mad dash to get to her. She went down on one knee and spread her arms. The only two men in her life slammed into her, tongues licking the tears on her cheeks. Doggy breath filled her senses, and her heart unsqueezed from the twisted knot it had been in the past couple days. How are my boys, huh? The wolves danced and shook in her hold, not able to get close enough to her, not able to get enough of her. Their love was unconditional and always on display, so she knew how they felt. And that's what saved her when times got dark, when the emotions and thoughts turned into a whirlpool determined to suck her down and never let her up. "Let's go for a run." The boys backed away, barely able to stand still while she stripped off her clothes and tossed them on the kitchen table. She turned the doorknob, and the wolves launched forward full speed, their noses missing the door by millimeters. She shifted into her lioness, then stepped onto the porch, making sure the door latched. The puppies were already at the tree line at the base of the small mountain that was her backyard. In a matter of seconds, all three were digging claws into the pine-needled covered ground on their way up to their spot. The air was cool and crisp at this elevation, refreshing, revitalizing. Her lioness took in a deep breath. Suddenly, all three stopped. Her boys must have smelled what she did. Critter. Toy. Playtime. Pushing hard, Alexa raced between the canines, dodging trees and leaping brush, on the hunt for the furry little butt they knew was near. Before they were even close, the bunny shot out of the briar bush it had been under. News of the three of them must have made its round through the rabbit families. The sight of the fast-moving prey kicked the dogs into overdrive. Alexa kept up with no problem, even though wolves were deemed faster than lions. When the bun-bun made a sharp right turn, she bowled over Remus, but he expected it and slowed. That gave Romulus a burst of energy to pull ahead. No way was she giving in. The critter was hers. She dug claws in deeper, getting more traction to spring forward farther. With one last lunge, she stretched as far as she could, wrapping her human hands around the rabbit's middle and shifting as she and the furball tumbled to a stop. Cuddling the panting bunny against her bare chest, Alexa took in its scent,